This is KCUR 89.3. The Unicorn Theater's first production with an all-female cast and crew is now in the midst of its run, and it isn't an easy story for audiences. It takes place in a camp in Civil War-torn Liberia, where a warlord's young captive wives are responding to various levels of trauma. KCUR's CJ Janovy spoke with director Cynthia Levin about why she considers this difficult subject entertainment.
It's exactly the kind of play that I would look for. I mean, it's about persecution and injustice, and specifically looking at it from an African-American point of view, an African-American female point of view, because I sort of made that commitment, and I try to look for female African-American playwrights. And so to find a play by Danai Gurira, who I know is an actress, who plays Michonne on The Walking Dead, who is fierce, and she found this group of warriors in Liberia, and it started her on a path to write a play, because she never knew about them. The army comes in and they murder all the men and kidnap all the women and force them to be wives of the guerrilla army. And they're taken when they're 10, you know, 12 years old, and this is all they know. The whole thing fascinated me.
What specifically did you want to do with it?
There were several really important aspects. One, I couldn't wait to tell this story. I think the writing is brilliant. I think she is unsentimental and fair. Everybody always wants a happy ending to every story, and there's rarely a happy ending, so I find that dishonest most of the time. But that doesn't mean that there's not joy in that path, or you don't find moments of solace or sisterhood or companionship. So the moments that we could find what I would consider joy in this circumstance was really sort of glorious. And you know how they take care of each other, and you have to be very guarded about allowing yourself to react in any way beneath the station you think you have and needing the respect that you need, because one step, you know, one misstep in this situation and you will be hurt or killed. So all of these sort of nuances, I couldn't wait. And I couldn't wait to cast it in Kansas City and to give five incredible African-American women a chance to be on stage together, which again rarely happens. In a drama, it's not a musical. Nobody's dancing. So it was just, you know, it was like a first of many things for us.
These women are in various stages of trauma in response to ongoing war. One of them is sort of hardened and just wants to stay safe. Someone else has taken up arms to fight back. Someone else is trying to make peace. And as an audience member, one is forced to try and imagine, if I were in this situation, which one of these paths might I follow?
You know, we often can put ourselves in a what-if situation, and if I was in that situation, I would do this. We have no idea what we would do in that circumstance. We just, you know, it's being a prisoner of war. But for women, it's different, because we are not prisoners in the same way. We are. It's always going to be sexualized in a horrible, terrible way, which is, of course, their circumstance. And also, these are women that are taken at a very young age. There is no frame of reference. So what I want to do, or what you want to do, or what that actor might want to do is very different from what is truthful to what choices that that character makes. And you have to find that truth. And that's what's amazing, to actually really, you know, walk in somebody else's shoes. And that's so important for us as artists and us as audience.
Why should someone put themselves through that?
You know, I think it's interesting, because I always go back to people's definition of the word entertainment, what people do in their leisure time. And people go, oh, I don't want to be depressed, and I don't want to, you know, I want to forget my troubles. And it's like, well, I don't even know what that means, to forget your troubles. But I don't find it depressing. And yes, it is intense, as any serious subject might be. I think it's a chance to learn about something that has gone on recently, that is still going on in other parts of the world, and how other people live with that and react to that. I will just say, no one dies. You know, I mean, you know, they're there to survive, and we're watching them survive. And that's a wonderful and glorious thing.
That was the Unicorn Theater's Cynthia Levin talking with KCUR's CJ Janaby. You can find out more about the play Eclipsed on our website, kcur.org/arts.